Appendix 3, The Brotherhood of Mankind.
Christ recognized no distinction. Christ recognized no distinction of nationality or rank or creed. Christ came to break down every wall of partition. He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as unconfined as the air, the light, or the showers of rain that refresh the earth. The life of Christ established a religion in which there is no caste, a religion by which Jew and Gentile, free and bond, are linked in a common brotherhood, equal before God. No question of policy influenced his movements. He made no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. That which appealed to his heart was a soul thirsting for the waters of life. He sought to inspire with hope the roughest and most unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. The Ministry of Healing, pages 25 and 26. One Brotherhood. Christ came to this earth with a message of mercy and forgiveness. He laid the foundation for a religion by which Jew and Gentile, black and white, free and bond, are linked together in one common brotherhood, recognized as equal in the sight of God. The Savior has a boundless love for every human being. In each one, he sees a capacity for improvement. With divine energy and hope, he greets those for whom he has given his life. In his strength, they can live a life rich in good works, filled with the power of the Spirit. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 225. One Family by Creation and Redemption. No distinction on account of nationality, race, or caste is recognized by God. He is the maker of all mankind. All men are of one family by creation, and all are one through redemption. Christ came to demolish every wall of partition, to throw open every compartment of the temple, that every soul may have free access to God. In Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free. All are brought nigh by his precious blood. Christ's Object Lessons, page 386. The Lord has looked with sadness upon the most pitiful of all sights, the colored race in slavery. He desires us, in our work for them, to remember their providential deliverance from slavery, their common relationship to us by creation and by redemption, and their right to the blessings of freedom. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 223. No caste or color in Bible religion. The religion of the Bible recognizes no caste or color. It ignores rank, wealth, and worldly honor. God estimates men as men. With him, character decides their worth, and we are to recognize the Spirit of Christ in whomsoever it is revealed. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 223. Thus Christ sought to teach the disciples the truth that in God's kingdom there are no territorial lines, no caste, no aristocracy, that they must go to all nations, bearing to them the message of a Savior's love. The Acts of the Apostles, page 20. The wall of sectarianism and caste and race will fall down when the true missionary spirit enters the hearts of men. Prejudice is melted away by the love of God. Review and Herald, January 21, 1896. The Southern Work, 1966 edition, page 55. Walls of separation have been built up between the whites and the blacks. These walls of prejudice will tumble down of themselves, as did the walls of Jericho, when Christians obey the word of God, which enjoins on them supreme love to their Maker and impartial love to their neighbors. Review and Herald, December 17, 1895. republished in the Southern Work, 1966 edition, page 43. When the Holy Spirit is poured out, there will be a triumph of humanity over prejudice in seeking the salvation of the souls of human beings. God will control minds. Human hearts will love as Christ loved, and the color line will be regarded by many very differently from the way in which it is now regarded. To love as Christ loves lifts the mind into a pure, heavenly, unselfish atmosphere. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 209. Approach God as one brotherhood. When the Holy Spirit moves upon human minds, all petty complaints and accusations between man and his fellow man will be put away. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will shine into the chambers of the mind and heart. In our worship of God, there will be no distinction between rich and poor, white and black. All prejudice will be melted away. When we approach God, it will be as one brotherhood. We are pilgrims and strangers, bound for a better country, even a heavenly. There will all pride, all accusation, all self-deception will forever have an end. Every mask will be laid aside, and we shall see him as he is. There our songs will catch the inspiring theme, and praise and thanksgiving will go up to God. Review and Herald, October 24, 1899, page 677. Excerpts from the Appeal of March 20, 1891. The Lord Jesus came to our world to save men and women of all nationalities. He died just as much for the colored people as for the white race. Jesus came to shed light over the whole world. At the beginning of his ministry, he declared his mission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Who, says Paul, maketh thee to differ? The God of the white man is the God of the black man, and the Lord declares that his love for the least of his children exceeds that of a mother for her beloved child. The Lord's eye is upon all his creatures. He loves them all and makes no difference between white and black, except that he has a special, tender pity for those who are called to bear a greater burden than others. Those who love God and believe on Christ as their Redeemer, while they must meet the trials and the difficulties that lie in their path, should yet, with a cheerful spirit, accept their life as it is, considering that God above regards these things, and for all that the world neglects to bestow, he will himself make up to them in the best of favors. When the sinner is converted, he receives the Holy Spirit that makes him a child of God and fits him for the society of the redeemed and the angelic host. He is made a joint heir with Christ. Whoever of the human family give themselves to Christ, whoever hear the truth and obey it, become children of one family. The ignorant and the wise, the rich and the poor, the heathen and the slave, white or black, Jesus paid the purchase money for their souls. If they believe on him, his cleansing blood is applied to them. The black man's name is written in the book of life beside the white man's. All are one in Christ. Birth, station, nationality, or color cannot elevate or degrade men. The character makes the man. If a red man, a Chinese, or an African gives his heart to God, in obedience and faith, Jesus loves him nonetheless for his color. He calls him his well-beloved brother. Men may have both hereditary and cultivated prejudices, but when the love of Jesus fills the heart and they become one with Christ, they will have the same spirit that he had. If a colored brother sits by their side, they will not be offended or despise him. They are journeying to the same heaven and will be seated at the same table to eat bread in the kingdom of God. If Jesus is abiding in our hearts, we cannot despise the colored man who has the same Savior abiding in his heart. Manuscript 6, 1891, published in the Southern Work, 1966 edition, pages 9 through 14.